Fat Guy Gets Fit, the Alpha Edition. Hi, this is Chris Brogan. I thought I'd start off our podcast by talking to you a little bit about the format of the show, what you're going to expect when you come here, and give you a little bit of background into me and why you should be following along with Fat Guy Gets Fit. If you've clicked on this podcast, you are either a friend of mine, someone interested in podcasts in general, or maybe you've got some questions about fitness and nutrition. You might be approaching this by saying, I've got 20 or so pounds to lose. You might be looking at this by saying, well, let's see what he's got to say about fitness. I think those are all great ideas. I'm also going to talk to you a little bit in this process about self-improvement and self-esteem, because I find that that plays into this as well. Some of us get into a situation where we're not in the best of health because of medical reasons, but a good lot more of us are there because of habit, lack of education on certain things, and self-esteem issues. Some of them are a little less simple to find, the self-esteem issues, but they're almost always there. So anyway, let's not start out with the bummer, let's start out by talking about things. So Fat Guy Gets Fit is a weekly podcast in audio format, and also a weekly download in video. The audio I figured you could take along with you. You could bring it on your portable MP3 device, you could burn it to a CD, you can listen to it while you're sitting at your desk at your computer. In any case, the audio program will have a format right now that'll involve self-esteem comments, fitness and nutrition tips, a little bit about a website review where we'll go to a website that I think is either informative or encouraging, and then your feedback. The video podcast will be a little different. I'm going to put a little bit more into the humor in the video podcast so you get a chance to laugh along with this, because I think fitness and nutrition is only good if it's a good habit and it feels like you're having fun. I'm not very intense. I'm not about knocking you off. You know, do you've got what it takes? Are you going to want to run a million miles? You know, I'm more about getting this into a habit that you want to actually follow along with. So that's what the video will be. Also, the video will be some instructional materials. I'll get to show you some of the exercises that I'm talking a lot about. I'll maybe even do some nutrition sections, maybe a little cooking with Chris. Who knows? But probably some interviews, because I'd rather do video interviews than audio if I have my way. So let's talk a little bit about Fat Guy Gets Fit and why you should follow along with me. In August of 2003, I found myself weighing 290 pounds. I was sedentary, my lifestyle wasn't much of in the way of physical activity, and I had pretty much been an overweight guy my whole life, but that was about the tops of my scale. My wife and I had a daughter in the summer of 2002, and we were both realizing that we were in trouble. It was going to be pretty hard to keep up with this girl because she was high energy even then when she was only a year old. So we both decided we were going to have to do something for our health because it mattered to us and it mattered for our daughter. So we started with that in mind. We started with the idea that we had to pick a great reason to do it. Wanting to fit into old jeans is probably not an easy reason to get behind and get up every morning for. It's pretty hard to wave the flag of you looked better in those other jeans. But it certainly is easy to say, I want to be around for my daughter, I want to be able to do everything I can physically with her and whatnot. I'll tell you, it certainly has motivated us, and it's done a lot to motivate my parents, who also, I might add, just as an anecdote, have both lost well over 60 pounds on their own, doing their own style and their own methodology, into their 50s. In their 50s, they went from being fairly overweight people following along on the Atkins diet and risking heart problems to having their doctor sit them down and say, that's not going to work anymore, kids. And my parents took the ball and ran with it and are just incredible looking. You can't even believe the health and the vigor and the vitality and the fact that my dad is doing all these different walks and or he's doing a bit of jogging in there. For charities and whatnot. So both he and my mom are doing great. So what about me? So there I was, 290 pounds in August 2003. My wife and I settled down. We decided we're going to do something about this. And we talked to a friend. Now this friend of ours was an overweight person like ourselves. And we couldn't believe that she had done so great. She had lost 45 pounds and was still working on things. She was, you know, working on her fitness. So we asked her what she had done, and she said, you know, I followed this book, and it was great, and whatever. So we started listening to her, and what we really pulled out of this was we pulled out the fact that she really basically just developed new habits. And that's where she went with things. She changed her whole life around with developing new habits. So my wife and I started doing a little bit of exercise, not a lot at first, but about 20 minutes or so a day. We started changing little things in how we ate, and then we pretty dramatically changed what we ate once we started learning more about nutrition. We started a really good solid nutrition program. You'll notice I will never say diet unless I'm talking about what's in the food that you eat. Your diet of what you eat is how I talk about it. I'll never talk to you about you should be on a diet or your diet will be. diet's an evil word to me. It's all about your habits. It's all about what you're going to sustain and maintain. And to me, diets are sort of a shorter term scenario. So where am I? Oh, so we started eating better. We started getting a little more fit. And as we got a little more fit and as we ate a little better, we noticed our self-esteem got a little better. We started, you know, putting victories down in a weekly journal and going, wow, look at that. 2 more pounds down. We ate better. We drank all our water that we needed to drink in a day. This is really cool. And once you know it, this all started adding up. The self-esteem fed on itself. We were able to grow our successes by little victories turning into bigger victories. The fitness, the more we would do fitness, the more we'd want to do. So we went from, you know, basically 20 minutes every day, skipping Sundays, to 30, then 40 minutes. And, you know, we'd have to get up a little earlier because people say, well, where do you find the time to do it? Well, guess what? I'm a parent. I work a high-tech job. My commute is almost an hour. I found time to do all this. We can certainly find you some time. Just in case you're wondering, I'm not selling you anything. This is all educational for you. It's a little bit of a conversation for me. The idea is that we can talk a little bit about fitness and whatnot. So let me get back to the story. So there it is, August 2003. I'm 290 pounds, and I start losing weight. And I lose a pound a week or 2 pounds a week, and it's going really slow. And if it weren't for the fact that I was taking pictures of myself every single week to see progress, I wouldn't see it. And sometimes I wouldn't see progress 2 or 3 weeks running. But then when I went back a month and looked at a month-old picture, I'd say, whoa, there's a difference. So I got down into the summer or so of 2004. So I lost about 40 or so pounds in the first 3 or 4 months. By summer to early fall of 2004, I had lost 65 pounds. I was so into fitness that I had taken up running. I had never run in my life. In fact, my joke was, if I was going to run, it was because Godzilla was chasing me. And that's what I did. I took up running. And I got really interested in trail running because it was so much better for my knees than street running. I got really interested in the terrain because it kept me interested instead of running along watching sidewalks and looking at people's houses. I was running in the woods and startling deer and running in the woods and finding big hawks. And it was just amazing. And so I totally advocate trail running as a way to get fit somewhere way down the line when you finally are getting into that zone where you're ready to do that. But man, oh man, I found myself running a trail marathon in November of 2004. I had worked up to it. I had done half marathons working up to it. I had done longer distances. And I was really on a path towards running super long distances called ultra marathons. But November 2004, there I am, fattest guy I knew, now not so fat, and now running a marathon. Well then, January 2005, I did something silly. I was really high on the fact that I was so fit. I was really enjoying my body. I was able to do my first ever pull-ups. Remember that in gym class? You'd be standing there and you'd have all these people around you and you'd be thinking about a chin-up. And oh my goodness, what a disaster. I would just be hanging off the bar and everybody'd be looking at me and laughing. So somewhere in 2005, I realized, hey, whoa, I can do some chin-ups here. So I started a contest with myself to see how many I could do in a 2-hour span of time. Well, between the chin-ups and push-ups, because I figured I'd do back and chest exercises, I went a little too far and I wrecked something in my arm. You can get overzealous in anything you do. Anything can be addictive, and sometimes fitness can be addictive. So I hurt my arm really bad. That started a spiral, and that got me out of the gym, and that got me away from some of my fitness habits. Then work hit me really hard with a lot of hours. I was working really intensely on this big project, and I let all of my habits just run away with me again. And I started finding reasons why not to go get fit, and I started, you know, losing sight of all the goals that I had laid out because I had been so focused on them for a year plus or so. It almost felt like a vacation. So here it is, May 2006. I was down to 220 at one point. 226, I guess, was the lowest I got. And now I'm up to 261. Oh my goodness, 261 from 226. That's 30 plus pounds. So I've got a ways to go. I've got a ways to go to get back to 226. That's sort of where my mind is. My mind is I want to get back to where I was when I felt my fittest. So that's where Fat Guy Gets Fit comes in. You are looking at a guy who has 30 plus pounds to lose. I have a little bit more confidence than some folks because I've done it once before. But if you haven't done it yet, if you haven't found your way to getting fit, come along for the ride. I promise you everything I do as we go along, we'll have a dialogue, you and I, and we will stay contacted as far as how we're going to get this done. I'll share with you fitness tips every week. I will share with you nutrition tips. I will talk a lot about self-esteem and different ways to look at things. And like I said, we'll go to websites and look at certain websites that might be useful to you either for resource information or also encouragement. Here's one. As I was losing weight, I originally belonged to a particular group on Yahoo Groups. And man, there were a couple hundred people. And one of the very common themes I would get from people is, oh, it's easy for you to do. Your wife's doing it with you. Well, that's true. I used to consider that a bit of a whine. But it's true in some extent. It's a lot easier to do a project like this if you've got somebody doing it alongside you. But let me tell you, there's lots of people out there working on this, and they're all blogging. They've got all kinds of websites out there now giving you encouragement on what you can do to get healthier, to get more fit, some nutrition. Now, some of them are siloed into the terms of weight loss. I think weight loss is just a kind of easy metric. But when I talk about this fitness, and when I even mention that I want to get down to 226, really what I want to say is I want to be so fit that my body is at that weight because it's maintained. I want to be able to do exercises without running out of breath all the time. I want to have that level of confidence around my body that it feels and acts strong. So it's not really the number. It's about fitness. But a lot of people use weight loss as a number because it's a little easier. It's a shorthand of the mind to think about it that way. Skinny does not equal healthy, especially when we get to nutrition. You might have seen those commercials on TV where they show the really skinny-looking girl and a kind of heavier guy with a shirt all untucked, and they flash their cholesterol numbers, and the skinny girl's off the chart. Of course, in their case, they want to sell you drugs. In my case, unless it's a medical problem, there's the nutritional ways to handle that as well. So, the audio podcast every week will be formatted from now on. This is the Alpha Edition. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about who I am and why you should come along for the ride. But the format I'm going to follow is I'll do a little introduction. I'll give you a fitness tip. I will give you something to think about with regards to nutrition. We will talk a little bit about self-esteem and ways to look at things. We'll do a website review, and then I'll get to your feedback. So how do you get in touch with me? You can send email to chris@fatguygetsfit.com, and that'll come right to me. My name again is Chris Brogan. I'd love to hear your questions, comments. I'd love to get feedback on this Alpha Edition podcast. It's not the exact format that we'll be doing for the audio podcast, but how's it going? Did it sound like I was talking to you? Do you feel comfortable with me? What do you want to hear? Was it boring? Did you want to turn off? Maybe you're not listening now. So let me know. chris@fatguygetsfit.com. One last thing. This podcast is part of a new network called the Grasshopper Factory. Grasshopper Factory is a location that provides creative content for you. That means there will be podcasts on all different kinds of things, content of all types, including audio, video, webcomics. We are going to be a source that you can come for Creative Commons available content. And that means you are also invited to contribute. Would you like to start recording your own audio podcast? Do you want to shoot some video? I'd love to hear from you. Information on that should go to chris@grasshopperfactory.com. Yes, it's the same guy catching it at the end, but that's only for now. Grasshopper Factory is growing. We are building a network. So come on along. Thank you for listening to Fat Guy Gets Fit. I look forward to your feedback, and have a great day.